Now, this week, Margaret Mills is taking us well away from Sylvia Pankhurst and Ethiopia and moving, I think, to Colchester.
Yes, I'm going to be looking at Humpty Dumpty of Colchester.
What's all this about then?
Right, Humpty Dumpty, what do you think when you think of Humpty Dumpty? You think of an egg.
Think of an egg on the wall.
Or an egg with human features,
yep.
Human clothing, sitting on a wall.
Yep.
And, of course, the nursery rhyme.
Yep.
Well, we're told the original Humpty Dumpty, if you go back to 1645, was actually a gun.
Oh, right.
Placed on the top of Colchester Castle and actually then moved to the Church of St. Mary at Colchester, where it was intended, obviously, for defensive uses.
Mm.
And it was placed there by the Royalist forces during the Civil War. And when, of course, the gun was shot at by the Parliamentarian forces to take the gun out of commission, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall and it crashed to earth. I might also say that during the 1600s, 17th century, Humpty Dumpty was a slang term for somebody who was very clumsy.
Oh, right.
So it's how did Humpty Dumpty turn from a English Civil War heavy gun into an egg? Well, it's interesting how this came about. We believe that in 1810, when the Humpty Dumpty rhyme, as far as we know, first appeared in a children's book of nursery rhymes, this is when it was for the first time portrayed as an egg with human features. And that sort of became confirmed in 1871, long while afterwards, when Lewis Carroll publishes Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Mm.
And if you look at old copies of Alice Through the Looking Glass, sure enough, Humpty Dumpty, in the shape of an egg, with human features and wearing human clothing, is sat on a wall. So from 1810 onwards, in our minds, we associate Humpty Dumpty with an egg. But in actual fact, if you go back to 1645, the very first Humpty Dumpty was the heavy gun used in the English Civil War.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret. That's something I certainly didn't know before. And you've chosen your subject for next week?
Yes, I'm going to be looking at a fairly notorious lady called Mary Ann Clark.
Okay, thank you very much.